Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. I'm your host Kay, and it's just me again this week. I did in fact forget to schedule with Kat. So Kat, if you're listening to this, that's on me. So sorry about that. It is like 8 o'clock on Monday night, and this needs to go out in like 4 hours. So that is also on me. I have procrastinated very badly this week. So this week, let's see, nothing really big happened, but I just kind of wanted to like go over a few things, you know. Also, is this episode 16 or 17? Because damn, we're cruising. Hold on, I'm actually looking it up right now, see how far we've gotten. Where is mine? Let's see. This is episode 18. That's insane. Alright. So, announcements, updates, as, like, in regards to the podcast, there's nothing. Still don't have YouTube up and running because I did not bite the bullet on that camera and I don't think it's on sale anymore. I probably just should. I think it would be not the worst thing because I think it's easier to get more views and more interaction on YouTube than it is strictly off of like podcasts. That's what I've heard anyways. And so it probably wouldn't be a bad idea for me to do that. And so if it's like $70, you know. Yeah, it's just I don't know how to do any of that, so I have to. It's not just like the money, it's just I have to like teach myself everything, which is fine. And like I said, I think in the previous episode that like I did just get a laptop, not a nice one by any means, but one so that I could wedding plan without wanting to throw my phone out the window, because everyone says you don't want to do it on your phone. And I found that out very early on. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll talk to my fiance tonight and see if we should get a little video camera for this. Anyways, let's get into our segments, I guess. Oh, and since it's just me today, it will be another short episode just because it feels like it's still, I know we're like, I mean, 18 weeks in, but it just still feels like hard to kind of just talk by myself for longer than like 30 minutes. So we keep it short when it's just me. I do need to go through my people though and decide, or not decide, but schedule with some of them some episodes upcoming. And I have a couple people in mind that I want to have on here. I just haven't really talked to them about it yet, so if I randomly reach out to you this week about coming on the podcast, I am so sorry, but also please expect it. I feel like some of the people are gonna know who I'm talking about. Anyways, so let's get into the segments. So we've got food of the week first. Well, this week, me and my fiance were up north to celebrate a friend's wedding, which I'll get into. But we went to, and I mentioned this like way, way long ago on the podcast. Up in Duluth, there's this place called Paradox Burgers, and they have these like dill pickle cheese curds. Literally so good. Just insanely good. And so that's definitely my food of the week. It's like cubes of cheese fried in like a dill pickle fry, which is like obviously so fatty, but that's okay. Every once in a while, moderation, people, moderation, okay? Okay. Anyways, but then I also had like chicken wings, which were good. It was just like a ton of flavor. It was like kind of overwhelming amount of flavor. But they were still really good. Like, the meat itself was, like, very perfectly cooked. I don't know. It was pretty good. So that was definitely my food of the week. My high of the week was obviously my friend getting married. We went up to where was it? Tofte, Minnesota for that. So it was like a 4-hour drive. It was so fun. It was so nice. It was such a small wedding. It was pretty much family and then a few friends, which is exactly how they wanted it. And it was we got a lot of rain, but it opened up. The sky opened up for about 20 minutes right during the ceremony, and it was an outdoor wedding. And so that worked out so perfectly because, like, it stopped raining pretty much just for the time of the ceremony and then started up again right after. But then it was so gorgeous. They got this beautiful rainbow and they got pictures with that. It was so gorgeous. I definitely stalked their Facebook multiple times to go look at the pictures again today because their photographer was on it and got the sneak peek. So already, like, 5 days after the wedding, which is crazy. That's a crazy turnaround time. But yeah, it was so gorgeous. So that was definitely my high of the week. And then, so the wedding was on, the ceremony anyway, was on Thursday. And then on Friday, me and my fiance were able to kind of just have the day to ourselves. So we went to a few hiking places up north and we did some hikes. And then we obviously went down to Duluth and just walked around Canal Park and stuff. And if you're not familiar with like the Duluth area or Minnesota, even, I guess there's this like really long pier and you can walk out to the lighthouse. I think that's what it's called. And then they have like a lift bridge, and a lot of times you can see like these huge cargo boats going through, and it's really cool. But I don't know, I just really enjoyed up there. We used to go up there a lot as kids. Like, that was our little vacation area with our family, and it was really fun. And so there's just like a lot of great memories up there. And it's actually funny because my fiance, his family, I guess, did like similar little trips up north there. So we both have like fond memories up there. And now it's fun to be able to like kind of make some ourselves too. But yeah, it was just a really good weekend. And then we came home and the reception for the ceremony was down more metro area in Minnesota. So we were home, went to that on Saturday, and that was she had a really good turnout, my friend did. And it rained, but they had a tent up, which was good. They had a really good turnout, and it was just like really fun to catch up with some people I hadn't seen in a while. And so yeah, that's what we did on Saturday. Then we went and hung out with a few of my siblings later in the evening. That was fun. And then yeah, low of the week was definitely coming back to work today. Just 'cause work is work, you know? I did not want my weekend to be over yet because I got spoiled. I was off from Thursday until obviously today, Monday. So I got a little spoiled with my long weekend, and it did go by so fast. We were so busy all weekend. And then yesterday it was Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy late Father's Day. But yeah, so we were over at my fiance's side of the family, and that was really fun. We just hung out there, all got to catch up a little bit. Good time. But yeah, so yeah, my low of the week was definitely coming back to work, which, you know, it's just a natural thing. Anyways, lift of the week. So yesterday I did a push day. I haven't gotten to lift that much this week just because of being so busy. But I did a push day and that felt good. I did not do chest or bench press, sorry. I did not bench press just due to oh, another low of the week. I got my period today. So I was not feeling great yesterday. I didn't want to push myself too hard, so I did like just my other typical push lifts, so like shoulder press, incline bench or dumbbell press, upright rows. Like, it was shoulder, tricep, chest, but without my bench press. And then if I didn't push myself too hard, weight wise or rep wise, if I was feeling more of a struggle than normal, which I was. It was just a weekday, and that's fine though. But yeah, so I just kind of took it easy on myself there. It was only like a 50-minute lift. But Yeah, and I did not do abs yesterday. I was like, no fucking way. But yeah, so that was my lift of the week. And it was fun because due to us being on kind of a crunch, we were a little bit crunched yesterday with time. Just because we did wake up a little later than we had thought, and then I got up, took the dog on a walk, and made some chocolate cheesecake to bring over to my brother's later that night. No, that's the wrong day. Why were we on a crunch? Oh, we just woke up late. We woke up late, and I took the dog on a walk, and then I was like, shit, we don't have a lot of time, so we worked out together, which we like hardly ever work out together just because the room that we set up our gym in is a little bit more crammed, and so a lot of time, and we a lot of time need the same equipment as each other. We kind of just get in each other's way unintentionally. So it just takes a little bit longer, and it's a lot of like kind of waiting for the other person to get done using one thing so that we can use it and such. So a lot of time we don't, most of the time we don't work out with each other, but it was kind of fun to do that. I know we live together, but you know, doing activities together is always a fun time. Hot takes. Well, my biggest hot take, which will kind of also be my main topic. I don't really have a topic picked out other than just like, you know, just life stuff, you know. Anyways, but my hot take is wedding planning is so stressful. It's so stressful. Shouldn't be this stressful. Planning literally what's supposed to be one of the best days of your life is like, I'm a month in, and we have like what I feel we have nothing figured out. If you ask my fiance, we have some things figured out, but if you ask me, I don't feel like we have that much figured out at all. He's also just like doesn't stress out as much as I do. So there's that. But yeah, my other hot take though, I wanted to touch on this. So I saw the Angel Reese's fall against Caitlin Clark, and I saw all like the media was just so hounding them both about it, and like it's a physical game. Basketball's a physical game. She made a play for the ball. She hit her head. Yeah, it was hard, but like I don't know, like, and she shouldn't have made a play for the ball from behind. Like, that's gonna draw a foul naturally, and then I think she ended up getting a flagrant for that play. But it was a tough play on her, on Angel's part. Yeah, but it's not like she has some personal vendetta or she was trying to harm Caitlin Clark. She was so in the zone just trying to prevent a basket, and she made a, I mean, a hindsight 2020, a dumb play for the ball, and while she was just zoned in, and yeah, she got a drew a pretty big foul on Caitlin. But I don't know, people just like read into the drama of the WNBA so much. It's like it's a fucking sport. Let's keep it a sport. Why is media just like making up all these fucking stories about it? Ugh, it's so dumb. Like, I don't know, there shouldn't be this much drama. We're just and I feel like it's just like putting like I don't know, this might just me being rambling on and like thoughts spilling out of my mouth, but like to me, like there's already that stereotype that like girls are dramatic or whatever, and I feel like the media is just like feeding into that with this. Like, no, they're just playing a sport. Like, these aggressive fouls happen in men's sport all the time too, but no one's saying, oh, so and so has this personal vendetta against him just because of this bad play or this bad foul or stuff. I mean, like, and maybe they do, but like, that's not what gets portrayed to the media, and that's not what gets focused on. It's just, oh, that was a tough play. Like, I don't know. I just think that the media is trying to use this publicity that the WNBA has received this year, thanks to like Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Paige Bueckers. And I know Paige has another, I think another year in college, one more. But just girls like them and or a woman like them, and it's like let's just keep it a freaking
My fiance just texted me, asked if I was okay because he heard me ranting about this. I don't know. Let's just keep it like a sport. Like, and I know there's gonna be media and everything. Like, that's just what it is, especially when like you're living, like you're a celebrity in a sense. Like, your life is more public than maybe some of them want it to be, but it's definitely like I think the women's sports nowadays is so much more like dramatized than the male sports, and I think that's maybe some of it is the athletes having, you know, some beef with each other. But I think it's just like the media just portraying it to get more media attention to it, which media attention or attention to women's sport is a good thing, but let's keep it for the right reason. Yeah, so that was my little rant about the WNBA, and I love that like they're getting their views, they're getting their like they're working towards getting their money and stuff like that, but it's just like let's keep it a sport, you know, not like some drama. I don't know. And so, yeah, that's that. What else? I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm looking at like oh yeah, I have to say it on here, obviously. Okay, so I was over at my brother's the other night, and we were just like watching a movie, hanging out and everything, and I had mentioned that like I cut my fiance's hair, and he does have longer hair, not long by any means, but like it's like flowed back. When he wears a hat, it looks like a mullet, but it's not, I swear to God. But so my brother, he more has like buzz sides, longer top, but not super long. He just has like a very not it's not like a basic haircut, but kind of, like, you know, you see it more, and you use like I don't even know what it's called, a sheer razor? I don't know, like the electric razor thing. For my fiance's hair, I literally use the kitchen scissors, which is not great for hair to do, but I do it anyways. Anyways, so my brother was like, "Oh, well, can you cut my hair?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll cut your hair." Or no, first of all, I was like, "Well, I use a scissor for my fiance's hair. I don't use like a razor, whatever it's called." And he was like, "Well, I think you can figure it out." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I did. I tried to do it, and I mean, I don't know why, but we went short right away. Like, he was like, "Oh, you use this number on the sides and back, and then this number on the top." And I was like, "Okay, I don't even know what that means, but I'll do it." But I tried. He's like, "You should try to like fade it, because normally he just does like the shorter number on the sides and rear, and then just like the longer number on the top without fading or anything." I was like, "Yeah, I can try to fade it." Well, he ended up looking a little bit like Megamind, but then my older sister came to the rescue, and she said like how to like kind of fade it better. So then I did that, and it looks a lot better. His wife said, which I'm gonna take as a compliment, she said, "It just looks like you got the new person at Great Clips." And I'm gonna take that as a compliment, because I didn't even watch a YouTube video on how to cut hair. I've never done that before. So yeah, that is my little story for the week, because I actually thought it was really funny. He had so much hair too. Like, I was wearing white socks. I literally had to take them off because they were like brown with all his hair afterwards. It was so icky. So if you're listening to this, thank you. I have to wash my socks like at least 3 times now. Anyways, so what else did I do? I know I did more. Oh, we did a little like I think I touched on this anyway last week, but last Sunday we were over at my parents, and I just kind of we're on the boat, and my nephew, he was being just the cutest little goober ever. He was so cute. Oh my gosh. He literally when we were on the boat, he was like trying to like hug me and my mom in for like trying to bring us in. He's 1 and a half. He was like trying to bring us both in for a picture at the same time. It was so cute. He was just like, I don't know. He's just such a goofy kid. He's so great. I love that kid so much. Anyway, that's another just little goofy thing. Also, so we have engagement pictures coming up this Saturday, and we're gonna be up north again for those. And we are, what am I? So me and my mom last week went shopping for outfits. So I need to actually I need to try those on with, well, I think you guys know, but my fiance's name is Alex. I'm just gonna call him by his name because that's easier. I need to try those on with Alex, tried with him in his outfit so that like we make sure they coordinate a little bit. But so I went to Target and my mom actually picked out this really cute white sundress, and we kind of were thinking we wanted to do one white outfit because I have two outfits I can, excuse me, I have two outfits I can wear for it, and one is one I wanted to do like either like a white like crop top t-shirt and then jeans or something, but I couldn't find jeans that really were like cute. Because all I have for jeans is like my work jeans, and they all have paint and stuff on them, and they're just not like they're not like cute, and they're old, you know. I didn't want to take engagement pictures in them, so I was like, "Oh, I'll find new jeans." Well, I couldn't find any that really fit me that well, so we ended up going with a dress, and it's really, really a cute dress. It's kind of like an open back one, and it's pretty flowy. I'm really excited for that, and then, the other outfit is like so like it's so such a weird outfit, but I'm obsessed with it. It's like a strapless like denim one piece, but it's like pants. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I will absolutely be posting pictures when I get them back. But that is like another thing I'm so nervous for is because I'm not photogenic at all. Like never have been, never will be. I'm like pretty nervous for this because I'm very uncomfortable in front of a camera. And I know the photographer like knows what to do, how to ha like pose you and everything, but I just feel like my body, like movements and stuff are just so awkward and unnatural when there's a camera around. And I don't know, I'm just so nervous for it, but it'll be fun, I think. I actually know the photographer. I used to actually play basketball against her in high school, and yeah, so I'm excited for that on Saturday. I didn't want to go get my nails done because it's like 50 or $60 just to like get your nails done, and then you have these long ass nails that you literally can't take off for the life of you. And I type for work. Like, I'm on the computer a lot for work. It's definitely like 98% of my job. And it drives me insane. Even like just having my nails longer than my fingertips drives me absolutely crazy, especially for work. So, but I decided I wanted to just grow up my own nails and paint them myself instead of spending like $60 to get my nails done for this and then have them stuck on my, fingers for the next month. So I'm like growing out my nails right now and it's driving me absolutely crazy. But they actually like look so nice and like they look healthy. I'm pretty impressed with them. But yeah, so that's, that's for Saturday. I'm gonna cut them immediately afterwards because they're really annoying. And I like to like pick my face, which I know I'm not supposed to, but it like hurts when my nails are long. So maybe I should keep them longer. But yeah. Anyways, so I guess since we're on the wedding topic, we've been like looking at venues and like getting quotes and stuff from them. And that is so overwhelming. That is literally like, oh my gosh, I wanted to have a breakdown. I'm like, how the hell are we supposed to afford some of these places? Like, I don't know. And some of them is just like very unnaturally expensive. But like, when you're looking at the website and stuff, it's like, oh, starting at 2,200. Well, then it jumps to like 30 grand. I'm like, how did we get from point A to point B so quickly? And I don't know. It's just been so overwhelming, but we are looking at, like, we've been looking at a bunch of venues, and I think we're kind of dialing down on a few that we've liked and that we can, like, are within our budget. And yeah, and like, we are getting help from both families, and that is, like, so greatly appreciated and stuff, but we still wanna, like, keep it under that, you know, and keep it affordable. We're trying to do, like, a lot of stuff ourselves that we can do. Like, I think we would be able to make a good guest book ourselves, or like some sort of, like, we were thinking like a letter B that's gonna be our last name, or this first letter of our last name, like a letter B, and then have people, like, out of wood, and have people write on it instead of having, like, your traditional guest book. And that we could probably figure out how to, like, make ourselves with, like, a skill saw and stuff. And then centerpieces, we're literally gonna have, like, amber beer bottles. And then at the head table, I think we're gonna do Jack Daniels, because that's Alex's drink of choice. So we're gonna do, like, Jack Daniels bottles for the centerpiece at the head table, but just because, like, it's just more us, you know? Just have a little bit of a fun thing there. And then he did mention, like, and I think he was half joking, but I think it'd be cute. He really likes Legos. I mean, he's not obsessed, guys. He's not obsessed. I'll just, like, get him a Lego kit every once in a while if I see one and think of it. Like, he doesn't spend all his money on Legos, I swear it. But it is, like, just, like, a fun thing for him to do, because we're both, like, sometimes have a hard time just sitting down and doing nothing, and, like, just like to do stuff with our hands. So, like, I'll crochet sometimes, and he'll sometimes do a Lego kit. So he made a joke, like, what if we did Lego flowers, because that's a thing now. So I was like, well, we could do, like, put little Lego flowers in the Jack Daniels bottles at the head table, just to, like, kind of give it a fun little quirky us thing. And saying it out loud, that sounds so gross, but I think it's cute. It's us. We can do whatever we want. It's our wedding. Boo-hoo. But yeah, so I mean, there's obviously just so much to do, so many details that I didn't even know were things we had to do. Like, I don't know, I don't even know where to start. So yeah, we have a lot to do. I just feel, like, a little bit sometimes overwhelmed, just because, like, I have another friend who got, like, engaged, like, a week after I did, and I feel like she has so much figured out already, and I'm like, oh my God, like, am I that behind? But no, it's all on our own time. We had a few different circumstances that we had to figure out before we could move forward with planning venues and stuff like that. So we just. Everyone works in their own time and stuff. And yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get her done. But yeah, so I think that's really, before I just keep rambling and rambling, we're almost at 30 minutes. That's pretty good for a solo episode. I think that's pretty good. But yeah, so I guess I'll go ahead and drop all the things again. Please stay, don't leave yet. If you're not already, for all the girlies out there, if you're not already in the Facebook group, it's just called Girls Lifting Plates. It's on Facebook. Go request to join. Me and or Kat will probably see it within like a day, and we'll accept you into the group. Literally, only requirement is that you're a female. Same thing for Snapchat. And I've said it on other episodes before. I think you can just add me, because I have a public profile. So yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just add me on that. Oh, it says I have 314 followers. I don't have that many friends, so I think people can just add me. But you have to swipe up to like a story or something, saying that you want to be in the group chat, and then, or like the fitness group chat, and I'll put you in there. And you don't have to be like a lifting girly, a cardio girly, Pilates. You don't have to be like working out and stuff to be in that group. It's just a fun little community of girls that we've been building, and so I don't know. I think it's really fun in there. Other people might not, but I don't really care. I think how many girls are in there now? We've got I'm counting quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Which is not that big, but that, like, we're growing, and it's just a fun little community right now. The Facebook group is 70 girls so far, so that's kind of been plateaued at 70, but we will keep growing that. But yeah, so Snapchat is KAYC-FTNS. You can just go add me, I'm pretty sure, as a friend, or like, or follow me, and then just let me know you want to be in there, and I'll put you in there. And then both Instagram and TikTok are KAY dot ANN dot fitness. So it's K dot ANN dot fitness. And then YouTube is just Girls on the Move podcast. I swear someday I will actually get that going. I just need to figure out if I want to invest in a camera right now or not. And that's been thought about a little bit more lately, so maybe this is like a near in the future thing that's gonna happen. So maybe just go tune in on the YouTube anyways. But yeah. And then I think that's all except for Bucked Up if you're needing more supplements, pre-workout, pump, creatine. They have so many things, protein powder, anything you need, go look on there, see if they've got it. It's Bucked Up. They also have like super cute pump covers, some a lot, actually quite a bit of apparel, and it's pretty cute actually. And they have men's stuff, of course. But yeah, if you use my code, it's KAYANN and then the number 1, so KAYANN1 at checkout, you'll get 20% off of your total, and it also helps me out a little bit. So I always appreciate when people use my code, and it helps you out at your checkout as well. So yeah, so I think that's all the things. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode, and I will see you guys all, or I'll talk to you guys all next week. I hope you guys have a fantastic Tuesday and a fantastic rest of your week. Bye.